Hello and welcome to the Payments Journal podcast. Today's discussion will be most important for the CFO suite, accounts receivable, finance teams, and controllers. Because today we're discussing payments integration and how payments integration transforms account receivables automation. We're joined by Alex Hoffman, Executive Vice President at VersaPay, as well as Mercator Advisory Group's own Steve Murphy, Director of Corporate and Enterprise Payments Advisory Service with Mercator Advisory Group. Alex does a great job segmenting different company profiles by size and highlighting their unique needs. Smaller enterprises using integrated customer portals versus larger corporates who embrace virtual cards. Finally, those corporates that don't use either, but they use checks. The through line of Alex's comments returns to collaboration and the importance of communication and data in addition to payment. Other highlights include the role of the cloud, AI and machine learning, and the remaining need for cash application reconciliation. Analyst Steve Murphy points to continued underinvestment and inertia within accounts receivables and the large and growing use of virtual cards and continued focus or goal of achieving straight-through processing among the CFO suite. Without further ado, let's take it to the show. So Alex, can you give me an overview of how integrating payments can help transform accounts receivables?
Well, yeah, thank you, Ryan. Thank you, Steve, for this opportunity to share my passion for transforming payments, and in particular, how payment transformation coupled with software can truly completely revolutionize business processes, such as in the case of today, accounts receivable. And accounts receivable has been a very important process for companies, and we really believe we are at the onset of a cloud-based workflow revolution by combining payments with accounts receivable. And if you think a bit about the opportunity or the challenge here for corporates, they're issuing their invoices, they're receiving all those payments. We are really dealing with three types of opportunities to improve this. One, we have the long tail of the small business customers that typically have used integrated customer portals with little success. And there is a way there to truly transform that interaction with collaborative accounts receivable networks. Secondly, we see large businesses increasingly adopting virtual cards to make their payments coupled with their accounts payable portals. That in turn creates challenges on the accounts receivable side to ensure a straight-through processing of those virtual cards. So that was our second challenge. And then the third challenge is addressing the very large proportion of remaining check payments, probably still 40% in this country. How do we deal with that? How do we ensure automation, automatic reconciliation of the remaining check payments? Really, these are the three challenges that need to be addressed to transform accounts receivable.
I would say, the only thing I would add to that is we've been following financial operations here at Mercator for a number of years. And historically or traditionally, receivables has really not been the area where most companies invest. They look more to payables. But that over the past couple of years, that's been changing. That even started to change before the pandemic. So it's really a good time to have fresh solutions because companies are looking at their end-to-end financial processes and trying to connect payables and receivables and how that all flows. So, I think it's much more focused on AR these days. Alex, are you seeing any particular verticals where adoption would be more predominant or expected to be going forward?
Yeah, Steve, absolutely. And we, like you, see that this is the moment of the acceleration of the trend towards accounts receivable automation. And if I may add, the new interest rate environment with rising interest rates and likely a lengthening of the payment delays will reinforce the urgency of companies to deal with that because cash will become scarcer and more expensive. And we see that happening in particular in a couple of verticals. For example, wholesale distribution is often a scenario where a company will have, a couple of very large customers, large retailers or large industrial customers, but that same company that distributes their parts will probably have also a very long tail of hundreds, if not thousands, of small business owners, for example, air conditioning installators, tire shops. And so really for that company, they have to deal with their large clients that are typically paying with virtual cards and accounts payable portals, and with the long tail of their small clients that are much less sophisticated, but are creating a lot of administrative headaches. And as I said, we have that in, you know, wholesale distribution. We see that in manufacturing. We see that in commercial real estate. We see that in many other verticals.
Yeah, I mean, you made an interesting point about the interest rates, because many of the listeners will, you know, they've always heard for the past 10 years we've been in a zero interest rate environment. Well, that's really a little bit of a misnomer, because the weighted average cost of capital is probably more in the 6-7% range, and that's going to start going up. So I think that's a really good point to bring out and remind people.
Yeah, no, it's that cost of capital issue is, yeah, it's going to raise, I think, we believe, right to the top of the CFO agenda, right? And so we're going to want to reduce the administrative cost of dealing with the receivables. But even more importantly, we need to reduce the day sales outstanding, or at least avoid that they become lengthened. And that's where the collaboration takes a huge amount of value. Because in our experience, quite often the reason for payment delays quite often comes from the lack of dialogue and collaboration between the buyer and the seller, and from the lack of straight-through processing. And these are the problems that need to be addressed to truly automate accounts receivable.
Alex, my understanding is that smaller customers tend to use integrated service portals. Curious if you could talk to me about that.
Yes, you know, this is, as I said, you have a typical, you know, manufacturer or distributor will have a very long tail of smaller clients that collectively relies a large part of the business, but each of these clients is small, typically small business, not very sophisticated. And so what you want to do for those clients is streamline the interaction and streamline the payments in a as automated fashion possible. And the typical answer has been, let's have a portal. But the portal historically has had very low customer adoption. We believe that's because those portals were not fostering collaboration and dialogue. It was just a pure payment portal. And so that's where we come in with the VersaPay collaborative accounts receivable solution and our collaboration cloud. We are really intermediating the dialogue between the buyer and the seller and directly having the payment linked to specific invoices. In addition, we also, you can, for example, short pay an invoice in the portal. Say I'm paying this one only 50%, and you can put a note that will say, you know, why I'm short paying this invoice. That note goes with the payment. And so the accounts receivable department can immediately know why a particular invoice, they know that an invoice has been paid or not, or fully or partially, and they know why. And they can, in real time, collaborate with clients. And then the result of that is we actually see a 90% adoption rate of customers, right? When a supplier makes the VersaPay collaborative cloud solution available to their small customers, 90% of those small customers will adopt the solution, because both parties really see it as adding tremendous value, right? You get the value of straight-through processing in payments and the value in the collaboration and the dialogue that then leads to shorter DSOs and lower administrative costs.
Yeah, Alex, I was just going to say one of the things that we've always seen is that one of the hurdles to adoption is just inertia, right? Because financial operations doesn't rise to the top of the investment scale. And one of the ways to overcome that is to make things easier. So it sounds to me like, based on what you're describing, is that even for smaller customers, adopting this technology has become much easier. Therefore, they don't need IT investment. They don't need long lead-in times. It's just an easier experience. Is that kind of what's happening?
Yeah, what we see is with the collaborative AR automation solution is that small customers have a very easy way to make payments with the payment instrument they want, whether they want to pay with direct debit, whether they want to pay with cards. And the customer also has a very easy way to communicate with their supplier. And those customers, therefore, are adopting this portal. You don't even need to create a password to begin with. So it's a very easy lead-in for the customer. And therefore, the supplier sees that, oh, actually, here's a solution that will actually get used by my customers. And that then leads the supplier to be ready to make the investment in deploying the solution, because that solution will then have a very high penetration usage. The worst thing that could happen is you make all the investment buying software, deploying it, and then your customers don't use it. And this has been sort of the challenge historically with some of those portals. And the collaborative cloud solution really changes that with the 90% adoption of customers. That really then drives suppliers to be very interested in that.
Yeah,
in the deployment. The supplier will see the value.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Thanks.
Alex, were there any additional benefits for smaller customers that you'd like to highlight?
Yes, the other benefit of the small customers buying through the accounts receivable portal is the complete reconciliation and instant reconciliation of the ERP, because that's really where the source of truth lies in the business. And with VersaPay solution, we are deeply integrated in ERP such as NetSuite or Sage Intacct, Microsoft BC, Nav, FNCM. And so that allows for fully straight-through processing from the customer choosing their payment, paying like they want, to the payment happening, the information about the payment coming through, and the instant reconciliation with the ERP. And that's only how you achieve it, through straight-through processing, full automation of accounts receivable.
Awesome. So, Alex, if smaller customers are using integrated service portals and maybe struggling with some adoption there, larger customers maybe are more prone to use a solution like virtual cards. And I'm curious if you can help unpack that topic for us.
Yes, absolutely. Right. And virtual cards and accounts payable portals have been a big trend and development in the past decade or so. We see continued growth there, and there is a lot of benefits for the customer that's paying the invoice to pay using those portals, right? They automate their part of the payables, and then the virtual card solution enables them, from their point of view, an automated payment, plus the attractive economics of sharing in the economics of the card issuing. However, the reality is this AP system with virtual cards, while, you know, very nice from the point of view of the buyer, are actually a headache from the point of view of the seller and the accounts receivable. And, you know, one is the challenge, a traditional well-known challenge of the card economics, which can be addressed if you actually put card acceptance controls in your system, which is one of the features of the VersaPay accounts receivable cloud, where you can set thresholds or timelines for card payments. So you incentivize your customers to pay for card, but only if they pay, you know, earlier. So that's one element. But the other element of the complication from the point of view of accounts receivable is very often those virtual cards are sent via an email. So the sending of a virtual card payment is very easy from the point of view of the customer. I'm just sending a virtual card payment. But from the point of view of the person receiving the payment, they basically receive an email with a card number, or they need to click a link, get to a portal, get that card number. They then need to go and manually input that card number into a virtual terminal somewhere, not very secure. And then that virtual terminal, then, you know, that payment then needs to be reconciled with the ERP. What was that payment for? The remittance data has to be inputted manually. And so it's actually a real headache from the point of view of the accounts receivable team to accept cards. Not only is it expensive, but it actually creates an administrative headache. And so that's a topic we are very passionate about, and we've been, you know, we are working to automate that and to create a solution for that as well. And that solution really has to tie in the automated card acceptance and the intake of those payment messages from the accounts receivable portals to automate the input of the remittance data, so that remittance data can be synchronized with the accounts receivable system and the ERP, and enable the straight-through processing of the card. And this is something, of course, we have to do in partnership with the account payable systems. And we're very excited about, for example, the recent announcement of our partnership with American Express in this space. American Express was, of course, one of the largest issuers of virtual cards, one of the largest accounts receivable portals in the corporate space. And so as per an announcement with American Express, that will lead to the straight-through processing of American Express payments into VersaPay payments and accounts receivable automation platform. And we think that's going to create huge value for our clients.
So, Alex, just last week I was at an industry event around commercial payments, and, you know, a large presence there were card issuers. You know, the DNA is card issuing, but obviously over the past 5 years or so, the conference has expanded more into a payables discussion. And virtual cards came up, and, you know, the actual expectations for virtual card growth over the next several years is really pretty large. But you're absolutely right. The point you made about the manual intervention on the part of the receivables departments is something that has to be overcome. And there seems to be a lot of fintech collaboration going on with the issuers. So it's good to hear that you're working with Amex to overcome that. Probably a lot of the listeners will be familiar with the what we call supplier initiated payments, where a virtual card is sent and somebody has to manually input. So that straight through alternative is really the key to growth here.
No, absolutely. And as we envision it, it will have essentially a free solution where you don't need to have VersaPay payment processing, but you can already automate your remittances of virtual cards and integrate that with your accounts receivable system. And then there's a next level where if you combine that with the VersaPay payments, then it leads to the full straight through processing of payments for virtual cards.
Yep, cool. Thanks. Yeah.
Awesome. So, Alex, we talked about solutions for small customers, alternate solutions for large customers, and non-card payment customers. How about the check-using customers?
Yeah, we should not forget the check-using customers because it's still a huge amount, right? Like the most recent data I could find was still about 40% of B2B payments are still check-based. And so while, of course, the better solutions will be integrated payments of the like that we do through our collaborative cloud or the virtual card that we discussed, we also need to help our accounts receivable departments deal with the checks, right? And dealing with checks means that you are receiving a check together with some form of a remittance file, and then you're trying to match, you know, what is this check for? And the remittance file may or may not come together with the check. It might come in a different format. One might be paper, one might be electronic. And then the check might have something scribbled on it saying this is for this invoice and that invoice, or maybe the info may be on the remittance sheet. So bottom line, it's actually time intensive and a complicated process for clients to deal with that. And 75% of businesses still do that manually. So there's a huge scope for automation of that cash application, right? That's the term, is the cash application is the process used to reconcile the payments. And we've recognized this was an important issue for a long time, which is why we did a partnership with a company called Date Systems. And well, we've pushed that partnership to a deeper level by actually acquiring the company a couple of months ago in April. And we believe with that we have now really a full suite of solution to cover the entire needs of accounts receivable. And really, Date Pay is, you know, a very impressive piece of software that really streamlines the receipt, the matching, the reconciliation of payments, no matter how they are received. It's already deeply embedded in our cloud-based automated AR platform. And it also includes a lot of AI-based capabilities so that it can learn by itself the patterns for particular customers and, you know, what their checks mean and how to interpret their remittances. And so when you use basically a solution like the VersaPay Advanced Cash App, which is the name now of the Date Pay solution, you're going to achieve probably up to 90% straight-through processing of the checks. And so that's a huge reduction in workload and a much better, much faster DSOs again, right? Because otherwise you have a check, you can't apply it to the invoice. You're wondering, I've not been paid. You call the client, where is my pay? And the client tells you, I've sent you a check. Oh, okay, let me check. And so if you can basically do that matching in an automated fashion, again, very large impact on your accounts receivable, both, you know, expenses and day sales outstanding.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that straight through processing is kind of the end game for any of these companies that are reviewing their end-to-end financial processes. And one of the things that's been less appreciated, I would say, over time is that as you increase the automation of your systems and processes, you're also gathering a lot more useful data, and therefore you can more easily take advantage of latest gen technologies such as machine learning. And, you know, I think the largest companies have the most data and the most to gain here. But this sort of dynamic works across all industry sizes and verticals, I think. So, Alex, can you describe for the listeners perhaps how cash applications improve with automated AR? How does that work? And does that improvement actually provide any sort of competitive advantage to these companies that are approaching this type of automation?
Yeah, we believe strongly that, you know, the combination of AR automation and Cash App is really, that's how you unlock the full strategic value, right? Because you do need, as I now discussed, the cash application automation so that you can automate up to 90% of your check processing and check reconciliation. But you still then need to integrate that with your overall accounts receivable workflow. You still want to integrate that directly into your ERP. And so that's why we believe the combination of these two, like the VersaPay account receivable cloud automation and the advanced cash applications solution, really provides a full end-to-end solution, right? If you combine the customer cloud collaboration portal for the smaller clients, the virtual card automation network and acceptance platform, including with American Express and other partnerships to come, and then the advanced cash app, you really have the full platform that covers the entire needs of the accounts receivable automation.
Good, thanks. Appreciate the clarification.
Yeah, absolutely. Gents, that was a fantastic discussion. I feel like we hit on large customers, on small customers, on non-card payments, on check payments, really ran the full gamut around AP and automation. Thank you so much for your time today and for sharing your expertise.
Well, thank you for your time. My pleasure too.